Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, today I have an unusual story to tell you, and sometimes I have those, and this is about one of our widows. And we have several missionary widows who are serving the Lord around the world. And many of them, their husbands graduated to glory, and they still stay in their country serving Him. But this one today, I have to be careful. I can't say what country it is or anything like that. But just let me say that this widow's first name is Sharon, and that's all I can say now. Well, she says, in the past months, and especially this past Christmas, without my husband, I felt very numb, but the amazing life lessons God has been reiterating to my children and me have been priceless. The rains lasted for close to 8 months during 2025, making the winter extremely cold. We bought space heaters for several families, and then later that night, my children distributed blankets and a snack, along with a little Christian picture pamphlet, to the homeless on the streets. This was a very meaningful experience for both of them. My ladies' Bible study continues to bless me immensely. We've covered topics that have made us all think deeply about what we actually believe as Christians. And we ask ourselves, how closely do we really follow Christ with understanding? An older lady shared with me that she felt 60 years of her life seemed wasted without fully comprehending God's Word, and only now does she feel that her understanding is coming alive. Now, I've also had the joy of ministering to a young mother, and in a few short weeks, I've watched her feisty little four-year-old calm down and develop a quieter spirit as the family interacts with the body of believers and as she attends the Bible studies. Well, stepping into this new life felt so different and so surreal to me, and also for a young woman who helps us. We both lost our husbands within 2 months of each other. We're moving forward, yes, but a large part of us is missing. There's a huge hollow space within us as we consider life without our husbands. We cried together and spoke for a long while. This further confirmed my burden for a widow's ministry on a larger scale. And right now, I feel that God is healing me while setting the wheels in motion. Well, I don't know if you are like me, but I can feel the emotion given by this dear lady as she serves Christ without her husband, but thank the Lord she has her children there, and we praise the Lord for her faithfulness. Well, she also says, I'll be in the States for a few months as their daughter's graduating the 12th grade in May. And if you wish for us to visit while we were in the States, I'll be available. Well, I can't say any more about that. But I also need to settle both of my children into college before heading back to our country. Please do keep us in your prayers as we face new phases of life while we're still healing. God's been so gracious in giving us 3 months together before we disperse and life takes on new roles for the three of us. We've had time to further bond and reinstate those last few words of wisdom and encouragement, and I pray that God will be glorified through me and my children. Thank you for your prayers and your financial support, and I thank the Lord personally for fine people who are saved by the grace of God and called into ministry and who continue to serve despite the many difficulties that come to us in this life.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.